announcements for tonight's meeting are as follows. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, dial *6 to unmute. We do have members of the public present tonight, so I remind those members who are in attendance, we have public comment cards in the lobby to assist in the public comment process. The procedures for tonight's meetings are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting. We will now continue with the meeting. Agenda item 3, public comment. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed on this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. I do not have a public comment card, so Madam Secretary, I'll ask, do we have any public comments?
We do not.
Very good. We will move on to item 4, approval of the amended agenda. Are there any changes to the October 17, 2023 amended agenda from our board? Seeing none, the agenda is hereby approved. Move to item, do we have any public comment on the agenda?
We do not.
Very good. Thank you. Item 5, consent calendar. There are 10 items on the consent calendar tonight. Note that there was a revised staff report for item 5.8 that was sent out last week via email, posted to the website, and is at each of our spots. Changes to the staff report are shown in red. Before I ask for a motion, do we have a public comment on the consent calendar?
We do not.
Very good. I would entertain a motion for the consent calendar. Director Cooper. Motion by Director Cooper to approve the consent calendar. Do we have a second?
Second by Marks.
Second by Director Marks. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion from the board? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Vice President Ozohowski.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved, and that includes resolution numbers SCV-387, SCV-388, SCV-389, and SCV-390.
Thank you, Board. Moving to item 6, action item for... Dr. Armitage.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I know we had a lot of items on consent calendar today. And I know I find it helpful that oftentimes when I read the memos, I'll go to listen to the recordings of the discussion in the committees to kind of fill in the information and answer any questions that I have. And I just wanted to say thank you to my fellow board members, because when I listen to the committee meetings, I think there's some really good discussion that happens at the committee level. And a lot of times my questions get answered through there. And then when I still have questions and I reach out to Mr. Mail, Mr. Abercrombie in this case, and I'm appreciative of the time they took to answer the additional questions as well. But thank you to my fellow board members for good discussion in committee. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Armitage. All right, we do move on now to item six, action item for approval. We have one item, item 6.1, approve adopting a resolution authorizing the general manager to execute a purchase order amendment for construction management services for the Saugus number 3 and number 4 wells, parentheses, replacement wells project. The presenter tonight is Robert Benulis. Unless, Steve, you'd like to make any opening remarks. All right. Robert, it's all yours.
Thank you. My presentation is on requesting additional funding for construction management services for the Saugus number 3 and number 4 wells construction replacement wells project. Project location. There's two blue dots on your screen. Those are the locations of the two wells, Saugus number 3 and Saugus number 4. To the east, we have the 5 Freeway. Directly to the east, we also have Six Flags Magic Mountain. And to the south, we have Magic Mountain Parkway. Next slide, please. Project description. The project consists of drilling and constructing two wells with a capacity of 2,000 gallons per minute to drill depths ranging between 2,000 and 3,000 feet below ground surface. Next slide, please. Completed activities. We awarded the construction contract on April 5th, 2022. It was awarded to Zuma Industries from Fresno, California for approximately $12.7 million. And we've also completed the pilot hole for Saugus well number 3. This also includes 14 isolated aquifer zone testings and the well casing installation. We're currently wrapping up the pumping development. Next slide, please. Completed activities. I do have some photos here to share. On the left-hand side, we have a picture of the drill rig. On the right-hand side, we have a picture of our contractor performing the pilot hole drilling. Next slide, please. A few interesting pictures here. On the left-hand side, we have a picture of a brand new drill bit. That would be the before picture. The middle picture is after we pulled the drill bit out of the ground, full of mud. And the last picture, all the way to the right-hand side, is after encountering hard formation. You can see a big difference here from the left picture to the right picture. The left picture has teeth on the rollers, and the picture on the right has no teeth on the rollers. Next slide, please. On the left-hand side, we have a picture of the mud tanks where the drilling fluids get circulated. And on the right-hand side, we have a picture of the drill cutting samples where we bag them and write on the bags. Next slide, please. On the left-hand side, we have a picture of the configuration when we perform the zone testing as an outlet pipe where we would sample from. And on the right-hand side, we have a picture of the sampling being performed. Next slide, please. Casing installation. On the left-hand side, we have the well casing perforated and non-perforated laying on the ground ready to be installed. And on the right-hand side, we have a worker installing the well casing and appurtenances. Next slide, please. I wanted to also share pictures of the muddy project site after the rain that we had the past year. On the left-hand side, you can see some deep grooves in the soil, which made it very difficult to access the site unless you had a truck with 4x4. In the middle, you see the pipe trailer stuck in all this muddy mess. And on the right-hand side, you have a picture of a small flowing river through the project site. Next slide, please. Continuing with the pictures of the muddy project site, on the left-hand side, we do have a picture of our discharge point. You can see there's tons of sandbags that we used. And due to the rains We actually had erosion happen at the discharge point, which would be the picture on the right-hand side. Next slide, please. On the left-hand side, it's another picture from a different angle of the discharge point, the original discharge point. You can see a black pipe that would discharge to the surface where a bunch of riprap is located to reduce or mitigate the erosion at this location. Unfortunately, after the heavy rains, we decided that we should relocate that drain line that we're using and tap into the existing drain lines that are being not used for wells 206 and 207. When we were discharging to this location on the left-hand side, we were only discharging a small amount of water, anywhere between 50 to 100 gallons. Once we started entering the high pumping rate tests, we decided to make that conversion over and play it safe to mitigate any further erosion. Next slide, please. Project timeline. Contractor notice to proceed did happen on April 29th, 2022. The contract duration was 400 calendar days, and the estimated contract completion date was June 3rd, 2023. Project time extension. The contractor did receive a 215 calendar day non-compensatory time extension, and the new contract completion date is January 4th, 2024. Based on the contractor's current schedule, the estimated project completion date is April 4th, 2024. This means that the estimated project completion date is 304 calendar days beyond the original project completion date. Next slide, please. Project delays. Here's a table showcasing the type of delay and the number of delays. We have the permitting, 86 calendar days. Retesting zones, 20 days. Lab results, 50 days. Drilling, encountering hard rock formation, 53 days. Additional agency review time for material submittals, drain line relocation design, et cetera, 55 days. Rain delays and drain line relocation work, approximately 40 days. Well drilling operation is 24/7. Agency inspection staff covers day shift. Overtime option is provided to staff. Black & Veatch covers 12-hour night shift, including the weekends. Black & Veatch services are performed on a time and material basis, and Black & Veatch steps in when agency staff is unavailable. For example, holiday coverage, short-staffed, or agency staff working on other time-sensitive construction jobs. Next slide, please. Financial considerations. The original PO amount for Black & Veatch for construction management services was $914,000. An additional $500,000 is being requested due to unforeseen delays. We anticipate completing the project with the increase. And this falls under the strategic plan objective B.1.1, implement capital projects related to infrastructure reliability. Next slide, please. Additional key points I would like to make. The team will continue to offset consultant inspection costs with in-house inspection. The total amended PO amount being requested for construction management and inspection services is approximately $1.4 million. Which is 11% of the construction contract, $12.7 million. Typically, 15% is a good starting point for CM and inspection services for this type of project. We originally presented at the E&O requesting a total amended PO amount of $1.9 million approximately for CM and inspection services, but we decided that we will utilize in-house inspection staff to offset our original requested amount. Next slide, please. Project recommendation: that the Engineering and Operations Committee recommends that the Board of Directors approve adopting a resolution authorizing the General Manager to execute a purchase order amendment for construction management services to Black & Veatch Corporation for an amount not to exceed $1,414,000 for the Saugus 3 and 4 wells construction replacement wells project. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Robert. Do we have any public comment, Madam Secretary?
We do not.
All right, we can open up for board questions, discussions, or a possible motion on the item. Director Colley.
So just, do we anticipate the contractor doing the drilling asking for any more, or is this a firm fixed price contract for the drilling itself?
The contract for the drilling is going along as planned. Zim Industries is the contractor. We did not go as deep as we thought we would need to, so there are some savings there. We are getting a credit there. However, we are doing additional work. We're adding additional work to their scope. And we're working with our consultant, Richard Slade, to work through those items with the contractor. At the time being, we don't think we will exceed the $12.7 million that was awarded to the contractor. The time will tell.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Director Armitage.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that I appreciate you walking us through some of the process and sharing the photos. I personally always appreciate that because it helps me learn and helps me better understand. So thank you for including that in the presentation.
One
kind of follow-up question that came up as you were doing the presentation. Can you just talk a little bit more about the permitting delay? Because it showed that the permitting was kind of the leading reason, or it had the most number of delay days attached to it. And so could you just talk a little bit more about what type of permitting and what the delay reason was?
Yes. So before we actually start drilling the well, we do need a permit from LA County. And we did reach out to the county. It did take quite a bit of time to get this permit approved. There's also a site visit that needs to happen with county staff just to confirm that everything looks okay. And it's not really a complicated process, but the county was short-staffed and it did delay the start of our project.
Thank you.
Director Marks.
Thank you for the presentation. Could you expand a little bit on the extra work that we're considering asking the contractors to do?
Yes. There was some work on Saugus number 4 that was not in the original contract documents. We do plan to perform additional isolated aquifer zone testings. So we do plan to add that to their work. In addition, there is this NMR survey that we want to perform at the recommendation of Richard Slade that was not in the original contract documents. We're also exploring potentially adding temporary pump to the two wells to pump those wells on a temporary basis during that transition when we get the well drilling, not the well drilling contractor, but the well equipping contractor to the site to equip these wells with the permanent above grade infrastructure. There is a lag there, and unfortunately, there has been some delays with material in the market, We're hoping that we don't experience those delays on this project, but there is the potential that it may be about a year, year and a half after we drill these wells, until we get those wells fully equipped.
Seeing no other questions or comments, do we have a motion to approve the item? Vice President Ozanski.
President Martin, I'll motion to move forward with this action item. These details were overheard during the Engineering and Operations Committee meeting, and we've asked numerous questions. 11% of such a large original number is high, but it's still 11%. And rain delays were the major concern of for the delays. Nevertheless, I motion to move forward.
Director Peterson.
I'll motion to second that motion.
All right, very good. Before we call for the vote, I want to thank staff for making the effort to reduce the amount of change done by the toward the inspection by taking some of that work in-house. That's very much appreciated. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Vice President Ozahofsky.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass, and that's resolution number SCV-391.
Thank you.
Thank you, staff. Thank you, board. Let's move to item 7, General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. Tonight, we will be passing this item to Assistant General Manager Steve Cole, as our General Manager is away on much-needed vacation time. And Mr. Cole.
Yes, thank you, President Martin. Just a few items we'd like to share with the board tonight. I did talk to Matt late last week, and he was on his way, so... And he mentioned he wasn't taking his phone, which I said that was a very smart decision on your part. So I do have another phone that I could call, but it's not the phone. As you mentioned, well-deserved vacation for the general manager. A few items. The first one, I think most of you are aware, we are actively recruiting for the Water Academy again. So please put the word out there in the community, as we are as well. We're looking to put the class size up just slightly this year to 30. I thought that that would be a good fit. It will begin November 1. And again, the whole idea is giving members of our community a chance to get to know the water agency and the things that we do in a more intimate way. So I know the first round was very well received, and we're looking forward to do the second round. So if you have anybody, please have them send their information our way, and we'll try and move them through the process. The event itself, I think, Kevin, it's 4 total. Yeah. Yep, you're welcome. Second item I wanted to share, the agency was just awarded the fourth time since its formation an award through the EPA WaterSense program. So really excited about that. We had staff that were able to attend the Water Smart Innovations Conference recently, and that's where those awards are handed out. And so our conservation sustainability staff members, Siobhan Haluska and Dolores Campos, were able to attend that, receive the award, and we'll be having a press release that goes out to kind of announce that to the community and what that is about and the water savings that it achieves. So really, it's a big collaborative effort, not only the staff work that goes into it, but you have to have partners in the community that are willing to do these things. And then ultimately you have to have a board of directors that's willing to support the effort moving forward. So kind of a true collaboration, and that program has saved a lot of water. The projections we're looking at meter reads that kind of before and after is how we're tracking the success of that program. This last year, with all the participants that we've had since the beginning, saved in excess of 100 million gallons of water. And for Director Colley, that's 330 acre feet, as I know he likes to talk in those terms. So that is a significant amount of water. That's 1 year, and that's, you know, going to continue as it goes forward, as these savings continue to pay off for the water agency and the customers that participate in the program. And the last thing I wanted to share is there was a kind of a grand opening of the city park. I believe President Martin was able to attend that today, along with our chief engineer, Courtney Mayo. So that's kind of the next phase of the park. It sounded like they had some fun events there where they had the firemen and the police run up the stairs with like a relay. So I don't know if President Martin, you got anything else to share, but those are the three items.
I was wondering why the water agency didn't submit a team to challenge the fire department people. Yeah. I know Courtney was ready, but
yeah, Courtney
was a very nice event.
Courtney's been in training for months now. So, but that's all I had to report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Is there any public comment, Madam Secretary, on the General Manager's report?
There is not.
Very good. Any questions, comments, or discussion from the board? All right, seeing none, we can move on to item 8, committee meeting recap reports for informational purposes only. There were two reports included in your packet. Are there any public comments on the two reports, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Any questions or comments or discussion from the board? Seeing none, we can move to item 9, President's Report. My update to the board tonight on the following items is as follows. Outside of the agency conference and events, the state of the city will be on October 26th at the Canyon Country Community Center at 3 p.m. The United Water Conservation District's 2023 Summit for Water Sustainability is being held both in person and virtually on the same day, October 26th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the United Water Conservation District and online. The Valley Industrial Association, the BASH, Fire and Ice Ball, on November 3, 2023 at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency. And the Southern California Water Coalition annual meeting and dinner being held at the Balboa Bay Resort on November 2nd, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. for the VIP reception and 6:30 p.m. for the dinner and program. And finally, the Aqua 2023 Fall Conference in Palm Desert is on November 28 to 30, 2023. And I think it's actually Indian Wells, but that's fine. Upcoming board meetings. Oh, by the way, please check emails from our board secretary for upcoming additional events. Upcoming board meetings, the special board meeting this Friday, October 20, 1 to 5 p.m. Well, 1 p.m. Let's just say 1 p.m. We'll see how long it takes to get through it for the general manager's review in closed session. The regular board meeting for November 7th, 2023, 6 p.m. in this boardroom, and the regular board meeting for November 21st, 2023, also in this boardroom at 6 p.m. Upcoming committee meetings held at Summit Circle in the EWS boardroom at 5:30 p.m. is the November 2nd Engineering and Operations, the November 8th Water Resources and Watershed Committee, and the November 16th Public Outreach and Legislation Committee meeting. Upcoming committee meetings at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant in this boardroom at 5:30 will be the November 20 Finance and Administration Committee meeting. Some additional information for the board. Those attending Aqua packets were handed out tonight and are at each of your spots. There will be an Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Power Authority meeting that follows this meeting. Members are President Gutzeit, Vice President Armitage, and Directors Cooper, Ozahowski, and myself. Please do not leave when this meeting ends. Are there any public comments, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Are there any questions from the board or further discussion? Seeing none, we go to item 10, AB 1234 reports. There was one report that was posted to the SCV Water website and sent out by email. Are there any other AB 1234 reports tonight. Vice President Ozahusky.
On October 12th and 13th, I attended the Aqua Region 6 and 7 tour of San Joaquin Valley and then the water forum. The preliminary agenda for my goal for that meeting was to see what sort of what we can do at Devil's Den in terms of power generation and solar power. I'm still in discussions with attendees that I've met during those 2 days, so I hope to present a more thorough report at the next board meeting. But I do like to say that Mr. Ali Al-Hassan did join me on that tour and water forum. He has an amazing knowledge of Central Valley, working as a consultant there. And I would just like to let you know, the board and Mr. Cole, that Mr. Al-Hassan is a wonderful asset to the agency. He was able to tell me all issues that take place in that valley. But I'll present more of a finding at next board meeting. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Vice President Ozahusky. Any other AB 1234s? 1, 2, 3, 4. Director Armitage.
Thank you. So I attended and emceed the general membership meeting of the Special District Association of LA County on October 12th at the Antelope Valley East Kern Water Agency, whose boardroom has an amazing view, by the way. I think everybody who got up to speak was in awe when they looked out at the view out of all of the windows and overlooking all of Antelope Valley. It's really nice up there. So our member spotlight was on Antelope Valley Resource Conservation District. So they shared a little bit more about what they do. They do great work. And then our keynote speaker was Lyle Wagenick, who's the president of the California Association of Public Information Officials. And he's also the PIO for Santa Barbara Public Works Division. So he shared best practices for public outreach and relations. One strategy of which he shared was an ambassador program. So once again, I think our agency is practicing best practices out there. So it was nice to see that reinforced. And that's it for AB 1234 report. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Any other AB 1234s? Do we have any public comment on the AB 24s that were offered?
We do not.
Very good. We can move on to item 11, director reports. Are there any director reports tonight? Director Armitage, you're warmed up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So I just want to share that I had the pleasure of volunteering at the senior fair that was hosted by Senator Scott Wilk and Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo and the SCV Senior Center. And it was a really nice event. It was very well attended. There were really great workshops. I had the honor of introducing some of the speakers on the topics of nutrition and fall prevention. And it felt really good because it kind of brought me back to my public health roots. So it was nice to kind of connect with public health staff there and say hello. The courtyard was also filled with resource tables, one of which was SCV Water. So it was really nice to go and say hello to our wonderful staff there. And sharing information about the ratepayer assistance program and the low income housing qualifying program as well. So that was great to see. And then I want to say that I met a very special guest there as well, Miss Wilson's mother. I was introduced to her. So that was very nice. and then secondly, I also had the honor of attending the 30th anniversary celebration of the Friends of the Santa Clara River. And it was very lovely to meet numerous people who have dedicated themselves to restoring areas around the Santa Clara River and making sure we're protecting the nice natural resources we have around the river, and also doing education to the next generation on why the river is so important in our community. So that's it. Thank you.
There is not. Gary, can you put on your mic, though? Microphone.
Sorry about that. Are there any public comments on the director reports?
There is not.
Very good. Thank you. Well, we are now at item 12, director requests for approval for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items? Seeing none, there's nothing to comment on, so we can move on to item 13, adjournment. Thank you all for a well-run meeting, or rather, well-done meeting, and we are now hereby adjourned. Don't forget, we have an Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Power Authority meeting that will follow this meeting. Thank you all. We are hereby adjourned.